You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are on the couch. And in our session today, we're talking about something we have all surely thought about. It is going for our dreams, trying to achieve our passions. Let me ask you some things here, folks. Has there been a dream or a goal that you've always wanted to achieve? Do you get frustrated in your daily life easily? Because maybe you haven't really tried to go for something you wanted, or even take up your passion, you know, that you wanted to pursue on the side while you're working to pay the bills. Yeah, you know about that. We all get involved in, you know, the daily grind. Many of my clients say that their everyday lives of survival always just get in the way of their dreams, and they complain they don't have enough time to be joyful about a passion. Well, today's guest is going to help you get motivated to pursue your goals or passions and recognize the champion. Just like, you know, the Sylvester Stallone character, Rocky Balboa. That champion, he says, resides in all of our hearts. And he is Felice Cantatore, an award-winning writer and media executive. He believes in the law of attraction, my kind of guy. He believes in hard work and faith. And his book is called Rocky Spirit. Felice Cantatore, welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Michelle. That's a great intro. I appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity to share my story with you and your listeners.
Well,
thank you.
No, it's a great story. Very motivating book. And I really suggest that a lot of people who want to get up and get moving and, you know, stop being so draggy about the everyday in and out, bogged down schedules and try to do other things that make you happier in life. And that's
exactly. And Rocky has been my passion. And the story is a 15-round journey towards experiencing personal success. And to me, personal success is not just a monetary thing. It's what brings happiness into your heart.
Oh, that's good. Go ahead.
I was going to say the story connects the law of attraction and spiritual grace.
Boy, it sure does. It's called Rocky Spirit, the Felice Cantatore Rocky Balboa Connection to Success. And I love the way you've put it in rounds instead of chapters. They're rounds, baby. We got 15 rounds here, don't we?
Yeah, it's a 15-round journey, and it's amazing the way my life has connected to this movie in every way. And when I read the book and reread the book, I even amaze myself, and I say to myself, wow, I can't believe I did that. Wow, I can't believe I did that. And I think the listeners and the readers will have a lot of fun with going through the pages of this book.
It is fun. It's a fun read, but it's also informative, and it helps folks, I think, really understand how to get up and go. You know, they can read it in chapters because they're nice, sweet, short little adventures that you talk about, your way to sort of achieving what you wanted to, and all the while keeping that rocky spirit. So this is what, if you can elaborate a little bit more, Felice, on what inspired you to write this.
Well, ever since I was 11 years old and I saw the movie Rocky for the first time,
yeah,
it was one of the greatest in-theater movie experiences I have experienced. And that goes back in the 70s. 1977 is when I saw it for the first time.
Yeah.
And in the late 70s, we didn't have DVDs and we didn't have VCRs and, you know, and press a button and you can get a movie automatically on your TV. It wasn't like that.
Yeah.
Going to the movie was the only way to see it. But in this theater, with the experience of the crowd inside the theater and how they stood up and they applauded the screen and they were shouting at the screen, there was no greater experience for me. And from that day on, and I detail it and I remember every second of that day,
yeah,
when I was 11-year-old boy, I always wanted to be part of the Rocky franchise.
That is so awesome. You know, there are things in our lives, in our early lives especially, that we have what are called flashbulb memories, Felice.
Mm-hmm.
And
correct.
Those are the things, you know, that really stay with us all of our lives, you know, until we're really old. We have those long-term flashbulb memories. And this is obviously one of those times that you really connected with the Rocky Balboa character, but you were with your dad, you were there in the theater, and people were cheering, and it was a wonderful film, and the following movies were terrific, too. They all had that, you can do it, you know, we were all rooting for him, and
right.
We, as you say, we all have that within us. You also talk about in your book, Felice, painful things, setbacks, and we've all had these things happen to us. It's called the life journey that have happened to you in your life. So, do you feel like you've always had this rocky spirit, you know, throughout all the difficult times as well?
Well, I've always had it, and I've learned it from the movies. And believe it or not, I've used what I've learned from these series of movies. There were 6 movies throughout my life at different points of my life to overcome certain things. Mm-hmm. And not only to overcome them, but also to overachieve certain things. So you'll always be faced with different things in life, good and bad.
Yes.
And these movies were really they were my roadmap towards moving forward and moving ahead and achieving success. And this is one of my goals to share with readers.
Wow. Hey, my guest today, by the way, is Felice Cantatore. He's award-winning author of the book Rocky Spirit, or as he calls it, the Rocky Balboa Connection to Success. It's sort of finding that deep within us that we all have to go for it and make our lives richer. If you just tuned in here to LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle, and you can call me live if you have any questions for Felice at 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. Give us a shout if you'd like, or if you're a little shy, you can email me directly at docmichelle, D-O-C Michelle with 2 L's, at AOL.com, docmichelle@AOL.com. We'll try to answer your questions. If you have success stories you want to share, yeah. Or if you have some questions for Felice about how to achieve some of your goals in life, just lay it on us. We'd love to hear from you. You are sort of one of those strong guys, Felice. You've always sort of had that within you. And watching the original Rocky movie, you said when you were 11, really brought up some feelings for you and helped you embrace this strength. Can you just share a little bit of the difficult times maybe you've had, not to focus on the negative, but just touch on some of those things and how you overcame some of those
things? Well, you know, throughout your life, you'll always win or lose, and I've had some disappointments and I've had some losses. I lost my dad when I was age 26, and that really had an effect on me, and that was, for me, was a turning point in my life. I had come to a crossroads. It happened in 1992, and at the time it happened, I really had to make a decision. You know, I could have went one way or went the other way.
Right.
And when I saw myself leaning the wrong way and bringing a lot of negativity into my life and having a lot of different setbacks,
yeah.
I said to myself that I have to put a stop to this, change my energy, change my decision, and use my thought patterns to move me forward in the right direction. Mm. And I sort of used that spirit of my father kind of always on my shoulder to point me in the right direction, to go ahead, motivate me to succeed, and never give up. And to me, that's the moral of the story as far as Rocky's concerned.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, were you lucky to have a great dad who was right there alongside of you.
Dad and great brothers and sisters. I'm the last of 6.
Wow.
So
you're the baby.
I had the luxury of having wonderful family besides me for me to learn from.
Boy, is that true. Being the baby sometimes is great. Because, you know, you get a lot of the
important
attention. There you go. Everybody takes care of you and stuff. Maybe if somebody doesn't have a great family, you know, if they don't have all that support with them, what would you say to them? Because I have a lot of clients, you know, they'll come in and they'll say, you know, Doc, I've never had the great support. I've never had the great parents. I never had a great dad.
I also
dad.
Get great support from my family, my wife, and my children now.
Mm.
And I got to tell you, I give a lot of credit to my wife for putting up with me. She she really, really is the person behind me who motivates me to, you know, to do good and to continue on succeeding. Even when you do make it and you get to certain levels in life,
mm-hmm.
It's even harder to stay there.
and
she's the person behind me. So I'm grateful to have their support, and I'm grateful to have the support of my friends as well.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've learned is that nothing comes easy in life.
Right.
And, you know, positive energy will always lead the way and attract the right help to you in many forms if you accept it.
Mm.
So, what I try to tell people is we're all actually dealt certain hands in life.
Sure.
And we have the ability and the inner spirit to take those hands and do with them what we need to
right.
in order to succeed.
Mm-hmm. That is so true.
Yeah, so in today's world, people who don't have those connections and those relationships, they have some great technology to reach out to you for help.
Boy, do they ever.
And you know, the internet, if you're looking in the right places, is wonderful, and I think there's nothing better than a book.
Mm-hmm.
And I authored this book to be a roadmap to help others, and I'd like to be the person to help others and to remind them never to give up and always to go the distance.
And is that lovely? Because you're sharing your gifts and your knowledge. And you say nothing comes easy. You know what I find is one of the hardest things to do sometimes, Felice, is to keep saying it's going to be all right, is to let go and let that, you're into the law of attraction, so you know about...
Right.
What, vibrational escrow? You know it's up there waiting, right?
It's there, yeah. And that's what you're bringing into life. That's what you're bringing into your circle of influence.
Yeah, so you have to keep knowing that, you know, you focus on what you want instead of what you don't want. Because if you continue that focus, what you don't want, the universe is going to go boom, bada boom, here you go.
It'll keep delivering it to you, and it'll keep going, and it moves quicker that way.
You want it? You got it.
So you have to be careful.
That's exactly right. But do you think it's difficult for folks to, what would you suggest for people to do, in other words, to make that shift from, oh my God, life's hard, oh gee, this is difficult, oh, I'm going to have to do, to, you know what, I've just got to give it up. I'm going to allow. That is the hardest thing for a lot of people, I think.
Yes, especially when it comes down to something like weight loss.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love to have this book, you know, motivate people to start a weight loss program so that they can get themselves, healthy and fit.
Mm-hmm.
And no program could be successful, none, unless it starts in the mind.
Okay.
In order to succeed, you need to exercise the mind first. When you exercise the mind, you'll strengthen the heart. And once you strengthen the muscle of the heart, that's it. There's nothing stronger, and you will have everything that you need to go ahead and succeed. So take care of the mind first, get the mind straight, build the heart, and then go ahead and do what you were set out to do and be that person that you want to be.
What great advice. And it does
start in
the mind. You are so right. But people, and sometimes they need to be scared. You know, I have a lot of clients who come in and say, my doc says that I'm having... You know, irregular heartbeats, or I have high cholesterol, or my BP is way up, and I'm freaking out, but I don't want to stop eating what I love, but, you know, and I don't like to exercise too much. But sometimes people need that motivation to get in their minds to say, wow, I want to be around for a while.
And that same thing happened to me. I once got that call from the doctor to watch the blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got that call, I made the decision that that's it. You know, I don't need certain things to, you know, continue to eat those things and eat them out of control. I need to, you know, enjoy them once in a while when I can and get things under control. And again, it all started in the head. And once I made the decision, then I put myself back on the right path, which eventually, even though I didn't know it, but that path would eventually lead me into a boxing ring to fight as an underdog fighter in my mid-40s. And that's a great story in itself, and I'm sure the readers will love to read about what got me into the boxing ring and how I became just like Rocky, standing there as the underdog.
You did train for that as well, man. You just jumped into it, and you started jumping up those steps in Philadelphia. And
I did everything. 5 months of training.
Wow.
And when I took the first blow, the first punch from one of my trainers, I got to tell you, that was the wake-up story right there. The boxing is for real.
Yes.
And I give boxers a lot of credit. Mm. A lot of these kids who are getting into boxing, they deserve a lot of credit and respect for what they do. And, I hope that they watch out for themselves and keep themselves as healthy as possible.
That's great advice. In your chapter, Felice, it's round 7, Manifesting the Opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about some of your friends, specifically Danny. Your buddy Danny said he's a crazy Rocky fan. And of course, his sister said you sounded cuckoo,
yes.
Which is, come on now. That's not okay.
Danny is a wonderful character.
Yeah.
I mean, if I didn't know him in real life, he is the most perfect book character you ever want to put together. there's no describing his energy and his passion to succeed.
Mm.
A lot of things is very business-oriented with him and money-oriented. And I was very lucky to be partners with Danny in a couple of opportunities, building a couple of businesses.
Mm.
And as passionate as he was, he always told me to stop talking about, because I like to talk about Rocky. That was my passion.
Right.
And he would always tell me to stop talking about Rocky. So sometimes I would do it to him just to nudge him.
Right.
to drive him crazy.
Good. That's good.
So his mind was always at work. And he would stop with this Rocky stuff, this crazy Rocky stuff.
Oh, that's funny.
And then he would always try to keep me on track and say, please help me. Help me, at the time we were building a newspaper.
Right.
Help me build this newspaper, please. Well, it so happens that there's a circle of influence in your life, and I bring that up a lot, that everything you need in life to succeed in any step of your goals, not just the end goal, but any step of your goals, it's there in the circle.
Mm.
It's sort of like a puzzle. And you have to find those pieces of the puzzle and link them together.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, Danny, who never wanted to talk to me about Rocky, all of a sudden initiates the conversation with me
mm-hmm.
about Rocky. And now he's talking about Rocky with me. And I have this goal. I want to be in the Rocky movie. Ever since I was a kid, I wanted to be an extra in a Rocky.
Right.
So here I'm working towards becoming an extra. And I've got my way in the door. I got my foot in the door, but I don't have the seat that I'm looking to get.
Yes.
I'm looking to get the front row seat in the filming of the movie.
Right.
And all of a sudden it dawns on me. I look at Danny and it hits me. His sister is a casting director in California.
Well, there you go.
So I say, please call your sister. No, I'm not calling my sister. Please call her, Danny, please. All right, I'll call her. When he calls her, he puts her on speaker and he opens the conversation. He says, listen, I have a friend here at work. He's this crazy Rocky fan and he wants to see if you can help him get to the front row. And his sister's reply to me is, no. This guy sounds cuckoo. Now, talk about talk about setbacks.
Right. Sure.
There's always a setback, whether they're small or large. This one was a small one because she called me cuckoo, and I had the opportunity to either take that step back and do nothing with it, or jump forward. And when she said it, and I heard her say it, I jumped on the phone and I said to his sister, "No, I said, you met me 3 months ago, and you met my wife, knowing that if she'll remember my wife before." Before she remembers me.
Right.
And, my wife is sane, so.
You're so funny.
She won't think
I'm
cuckoo
anymore. She presented herself really well, right.
Right, and that's what happened. And as soon as she put that together, as soon as she put that connection together, life is also about connections, she agreed to help me and try to find a way to get me to where I wanted to be.
Yes.
And although it didn't work out exactly the way I had planned, readers will love to see what I did. I could tell you the end result, that I always wanted to be in a Rocky movie, and I was in a Rocky movie.
Yes.
And I don't mind telling the end result, because the fun part of the book is how I got there.
Yes, it really is. The journeys you took to get there and the people you met. And it's not about, you're this fanatical fan and you just want to be in the Rocky. It's more like if you experience the energy and the passion that stuck with you when you were 11 years old, and the fight and the strength and all those messages that come with the Rocky movies, you wanted to sort of enforce those feelings within yourself to be there, and you're on camera and you're there in the movie. So it's like I want people to understand this. It's not like you're a cuckoo guy. I mean, you have this real strong spirit within you to go forth and really just flood yourself with these feelings of, I can do it. I may feel like the underdog, but I can do anything I want in life, actually.
And it, the readers will be amazed at every connection that put me together towards the next goal and the next goal and the next goal. Although it seems like, you know, my life was almost scripted to write this book. Mm-hmm. I never set out to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got a spiritual sign that sort of pointed me in the direction to write this book, and it all came from a series of successes.
Yes.
When I got the sign and I decided to go ahead and write the book, then I started to say, you know, why was I doing that? You know, mm-hmm. I questioned why I was doing it, why I put the time into doing it, and what was my connection to these Rocky movies? Why was I so connected to them in my entire life?
Mm-hmm.
And while writing the story and putting it on paper, I myself, and the readers will learn along with me why I was connected, and together, we'll sort of learn together and use those lessons that I set out on paper to help each other move forward and accomplish their dreams. And I told one of my friends recently, I said, you know, if I could just help one person experience their dream, then I will be tremendously successful with this book.
Wow. Listen, if you just tuned in here to LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest today, Felice Cantatore. He's award-winning author of Rocky Spirit, or as he calls it, The Rocky Balboa Connection to Success. It's one of those inspirational books that follows his journey into manifesting what he wanted. And, of course, the book is one of the final products. I'm sure you're working on some other books right now as well to inspire other people. What I wanted to ask you, you just touched on a spiritual sign. You said there was a spiritual sign. Can you elaborate on that a little bit that helped you decide to write your book and help others?
Sure. After I got the movie and, you know, I went to the filming of the movie, then I spent a year not knowing if, you know, as an extra, you're never guaranteed that you're in certain scenes.
Sure.
I mean, I know I stuck my head in the scenes, but you don't know if it's going to hit the cutting room floor. So I spent a year after doing that wondering if I was actually in the movie. And then when I heard that the movie was premiering in Philadelphia, and I live in Long Island, New York, and mm-hmm. Philadelphia is about a two-hour ride, I knew that my next adventure would be to go to the premiere and be part of the premiere.
Right.
And I tried everything to get to this premiere, and talk about setbacks. I got set back every step of the way. And I found a way to get to the premiere. And again, I don't mind telling you those parts of the book because it's all about the adventure.
Yes.
So once I got to the premiere and I experienced some of the greatest moments of my life, including walking Sylvester Stallone personally into the theater.
Yes.
I walked him personally into the theater. And when you read that part, you're going to really, really laugh at how I pulled that off. there I was standing at the end of the event. Mm-hmm. And my wife came up to me and she said, you know, are you done? and I looked at her and I knew what she meant.
So
she meant,
funny.
Not only was I done for the night, but was I done with this whole Rocky thing? You know, it was almost like, can we move on with our life now?
Yeah.
And I looked at her and I said, yes, you know, in this soft voice, I said, yes, I'm done. She said, can we go? And I said, yes. And we walked out. The party was in the Philadelphia Museum of Art, the actual museum.
Nice.
So when we walked out of the museum, we walked across the patio, and we get to the top. And I didn't say a word from walking out of the museum to across the patio to the top of the steps.
Right.
Not one word, because in my mind, I was saying, what could be better than this? And what can come next? You know, it's over. I accomplished what I set out to accomplish.
Right.
What's next? I get to the top of the steps, and I turn to her, and I say, one more thing. And she says, what now?
Right.
Yeah, and I say, can you just take one more picture of me?
Mm-hmm.
And I want this picture to be my lasting memory of this unbelievable experience.
Yes.
And she says, okay. And she steps back to take the photograph, and I strike this Rocky pose with one arm straight in the air.
Right.
Now this night was a beautiful, beautiful, clear night.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing, not a cloud in the sky, the stars, everything was out, everything aligned itself. It was the most perfect night.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden she goes to snap the picture, and she hears this popping noise and a white flash on her camera.
Hmm.
And she goes, whoa, her digital camera breaks.
Whoa.
And I turned around and I said, that's impossible. Please, you know, take another. I've been using that camera all night.
Right.
You know, take another one. And first she refused, but then she did. She took the second one and the camera worked perfect. Like nothing happened.
Right.
Well, the picture that broke the camera is my motivation to write the book and was my sign that said that I needed to share my story and hopefully hopefully to help others so that they can manifest their own dreams. And this picture really, really speaks for itself. It's the most incredible photograph. And when you see the energy that I talk about in this picture, you'll know exactly what I mean.
I'm looking at the picture right now, on page 175 here. And it's a weird kind of energy bubble going up. Now, you sure you didn't, shop this, buddy?
Yeah. No way. And that's not the moon. Everybody thinks it's the moon when they first see it. Yeah. It is just unbelievable energy. And you know, I when I saw it for the first time, I was so taken back and I couldn't believe it. And I knew from the very first second I saw the photograph, I knew that photograph would change my life.
Wow. I've actually seen some of those. So we're both either crazy together, you know.
And I'm okay with that.
Hey, you know what? So am I. It's a good thing. But I actually, in very interesting settings, actually in this amazing cathedral that I was in years ago, I saw this huge light bubble of energy float around, and my husband saw it too, so he's crazy too, I guess, so I don't know.
It's there, it really is there, and the people that are lucky to be exposed to it and be receptive to it, they really have a great advantage, and I was very lucky to have that experience.
You know, a little earlier you said a lot of people in our lives are there to help, you know, it's like a puzzle, but there are people, they're already there in our lives. It's not about, oh, I use people. It's like we've set it up to where all these wonderful support systems around us are there. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? So are you saying people have to really just open their eyes and look around and say, wow, that's why that person's in my life, to learn how to love more, to learn... Can you elaborate on...
Absolutely. Yeah. Every person is in your life for a reason. Mm. Everything happens in life for a reason. It's just you need to know how to utilize that connection and be receptive to it. And you need to learn to communicate and talk and speak and tell people what you really want in life. Mm. And when you start telling people what you want, it's just a human nature that people want to help others.
Yes.
You know, I'm hoping that this book is a way that I can be a part of other people's circle of influence, mm-hmm. and I can help them, you know, and that's the next goal in life for me is to be that person. So you just have to be receptive to it and know that, you know, sometimes help is just next door,
right.
Which happened to me also, where you'll read about that too.
Right.
You won't believe how what I did to do certain things and then all of a sudden to find the help next door.
Exactly. What? Well, huh? Snap out of it. This is a person who's lovely here.
Right. And you have to be receptive and definitely tell people when there's something that you want and you want to do, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to, and never fear fear, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Just, you know, go for it, and good things will happen to you.
Mm.
And share your passions with others. It's okay no matter what your passion is.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love that. You talked about, you know, the concept of the law of attraction, and I've talked about this on my show a lot, but you say in your book that the law of attraction explains that everything you need to transform your thoughts. Now, we're talking about the thoughts already surround you. So maybe kind of elaborate on that if you can.
Well, when you want something and you think about it, and you think about it constantly, what you need to achieve those thoughts are there.
Mm-hmm.
And by you bringing that to your own personal attention in your mind, you will attract into yourself what you need to go ahead and achieve that.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be something as simple as a photograph or a picture or just anything. But you have to have your conviction of what you want. And I knew I wanted to be in a Rocky movie. And, you know, I bring up a photograph, and I'm not talking about the photograph that I took on top of the steps, but there was another photograph that I used to stare at all the time. And I used to see a gentleman in the photograph, and he was sitting in the front row of the fight scene, and I'd say, how did that guy get there?
Yeah.
That's my seat.
Yeah.
I should have had that seat. I
yes.
want his seat.
Yes.
And again, by constantly thinking about what I wanted to do and what I wanted to attract, you'll read about it in the book. I managed to do some wonderful things.
Wow, that's amazing. I have an email here. Someone has written us, and they have a question for you. Shall we go for it and answer it?
Sure.
All right. This is from Carrie. I don't know if it's a guy or a woman, but I...
Coming from a guy named Felice, that's okay.
Okay, I love it. There you go. That's very cool. That's very Italian. Come on now. If they don't get that, come on. Let's see here. It says, I work in an office here in Los Angeles 9 to 5 every day. I feel like I'm just working to pay rent and bills. I have many responsibilities, but I want to write a book on how our minds are like computers. I'm a computer expert, and I think a lot of people can really learn about themselves. How can I find time to pursue this passion when I have to just live to pay bills? Thanks for writing us, Carrie.
Well, the answer is simple. The time is there.
Hmm.
It's always been there. When you start your project, you will find that time and you will make that time to get it done. And I do so many things as far as my professional career. And once I sat down to write this book and I got it at my computer and I started, I didn't stop until I really got it done. And it
yeah.
took me a while. It wasn't easy. Nothing comes easy. But the things that you work hard on are what really have the most value. So my recommendation is... get started. You know, put the title on paper, write the first paragraph, and just continue on from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, if you have the conviction, the words will come to you, and you'll be able to get it on paper and do the whole thing.
Yeah, beautifully said. And also, you know, having the conviction is there, taking the time, focusing the action out into the universe, using your mind and... Do you think it's difficult for people to just allow those words to come to you? What is the shift that you think Carrie has to make in order to just allow those words to come to him or her?
Well, they have to put that in, they have to put that in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I put everything in perspective as a boxing match.
Mm.
And, you know, I wrote the book as a 15-round journey.
Right.
And I did that for a reason, because... It is easy to get started. Round one was when you have your most energy.
Yeah.
And you know, you're fighting away and you're throwing your punches. It's round 4, 5, 6, and 7 that
yeah.
are the toughest rounds, because those are the rounds that you know that you have to continue on to get to that 15th round.
Ooh.
And you want to still be standing there at the end. Win or lose, you want to still be standing there.
Yes.
And what she just has to do is forge ahead, and it doesn't happen right away. You cannot write a book in a week.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
you have to take your time,
mm-hmm.
and you will find the time will come to you. A lot of times myself, I'm my worst enemy when it comes to getting projects done, because I sit there and I take the time and I utilize the time to tell myself I can't do it.
Yeah.
And I spend time telling myself I can't, and I try to be the most positive person.
Yeah.
I catch myself and
yes.
I say, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Change the energy and move forward. Break through and
right.
break the barriers.
Right. Oh, that's so well said.
Thank you.
We have another email here. Let's go for it, shall we? This is from Josh. It says, Felice, help. Okay, he's here. He's going to help. Sometimes I feel very overwhelmed by so many disappointments and setbacks in my life since I was a young man. How can I overcome these constant memories and negative people in my life who seem to continue to hold me back and suck me dry of all of my energy? Ooh.
First of all, I want to congratulate him, because he's the lucky one.
Yeah.
He got to take care of all these setbacks and all these people now.
Yeah.
Great things are ahead for him.
Mm.
Believe it or not, I've learned some things from the Rocky movies themselves.
Yeah.
And what I suggest is he watches the last movie, the Rocky Balboa movie.
It's a good one, huh?
When the main character is talking to his son outside of the restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and he does something which is called the move forward speech.
Yes.
And if you want, you can either watch the movie or you could hear that speech on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most wonderful speech, as Rocky tells his son not to let other people hold you back.
Mm.
To find a way and move forward, to be the man that you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let those people, don't let that negative energy come in there. That negative energy wants to get in there, and they want to settle in, and they want to live in your psyche. Don't don't let him live there.
Yes.
Take him out. But he's very lucky because he has strengthened himself mm-hmm. by moving forward. And he doesn't even realize it himself,
yes.
but he's already moved forward and forward and forward because he takes on each individual setback.
That's right.
And he's ready. And the fact that he just took the time to email that question shows that he's already exercising his mind to make the adjustment to move forward.
So true.
I'd love for him to watch that part of the movie and send me an email and tell him, you know, then let me know how it affected him.
Exactly. That's a beautiful answer. Thank you so much, Felice, for that. And thanks for emailing us. I really appreciate it, Josh. The move forward speech. I've got to tell you something. Every time I watch that film with my husband, this is his moment. I love this because he'll start tearing up. I hope he's not listening right now. But we'll be watching, and this is his favorite part. I mean, I think for most men, and women too, but I think most men can identify it, because having that strong father figure finally sort of come out and say, basically in a loving, caring style, which is a little bit contrary. Rocky's sort of, he's got to be a tough guy. But the way he says this and the way he motivates his son, it's such a moving scene, and that is the move forward speech is something I think a lot of young men can benefit from, and women too, but more young men and older men who have unresolved issues to say, you know what, he's right.
He's yep, right. And I had sent my book to a woman who lives in Las Vegas. I think she's in her late 70s.
Yeah.
And the feedback she gave to me after she read my book, she thanked me and thanked me and thanked me because the book connected her to the spirit of her parents.
Wow.
And, you know, at that advanced age in her life, to bring back that connection.
Yes.
And for her to see, you know, the things that her father did for her mm-hmm. was, again, overwhelming for me, because that's the goal that I set out to do. I set out to help people in so many regards. And readers will get all different types of messages from this book as the Rocky series. You'll get all different types of messages mm-hmm. from the Rocky series. The series was done so well.
Yes.
And put together really to help people and help the universe.
Boy, is that true. If you just tuned in here to LA Talk Radio, you are on the couch with Dr. Michelle. And my special guest today is Felice Cantatore. He's the award-winning author of Rocky Spirit. It's called The Rocky Balboa Connection to Success. And we're talking about his chapters, which are actually described as rounds, and there are 15 of them. And ladies, as Felice just said, don't be put off by this. It is such a nice, warm, touchy-feely book as well. So, you know, if you think, oh, this is a guy's book, it's really not. It's touches our hearts in so many ways and helps us forge ahead with our dreams, which I think is really important as well. In other words...
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to mention, too, that I'm very, very proud of the book, that mm-hmm. it's very family-oriented
and
can be shared with children. And I really went out of my way to make sure that there's no off-color words in the book.
No.
It's just, you know, it's a wonderful read. And anytime I can get a comment back from a child, that's the ultimate compliment. And it did happen to me. An 11-year-old boy actually wrote to me and said that reading the book actually changed his life.
Wow.
And that was just a great compliment.
This is a life-changing book for people who really need the guidance to find that strength within them. Because, you know, we were talking to Josh a little bit earlier about all the setbacks. And something that I got from your book as well, and something I totally believe in too, is that, see, these setbacks and these difficulties are nothing but learning experiences. And you know, can kind of turn them and look at them as, wow, what can I get from this? I know it's hurting right now. I have pain and I'm angry or whatever's going on. But what can I channel this into more of a positive lesson,
right.
you know, from?
Even going back to Josh, if Josh can use some of his experiences mm-hmm. to help another person in his life.
Yeah.
And help that person not experience what he experienced and help that person move forward. Wow. Now that's positive energy, right back at him.
Exactly. Now, I have a kind of an interesting question I wanted to ask you because, I mean, there's a lot of people on that note who say, life's been tough. You know, I've had to be the one providing, as Josh wrote everyone sucking the energy out of me. What do you say to folks who might tell you that achieving, you know, your goals was easy for you because you're outgoing, you're a public speaker, you're a writer, you're nice looking, you have a support system of a beautiful, lovely wife and friends? What if they don't have all these positives around them or these positive attributes? What would you tell them?
Well, like I mentioned before, we're all dealt different hands, and we're all going to run into problems. We have to find a way to find the people or the influences in our lives. And as I mentioned before, when my father passed, I was down that wrong path.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I saw myself making that wrong turn, and I could have easily went down that wrong path where the rest of my future would have been affected. But I did not allow that to happen.
Right.
You know, I strengthened the mind first. I made the right connections. I listened to people who were there trying to talk to me that I wasn't listening to at the time,
yes.
and then made a decision to go ahead. You know, people who don't have those people in their lives, they have to make that decision to go out and find them.
Yes.
And maybe it is a movie. as funny as that sounds, maybe it is a movie that helps them. You never know where the help can come from, but be open to it and be receptive to the help and look for it. When you look for it, you will find it and you will get it, and it will come to you. Maybe it's listening to great radio programs like this.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you. You know, in his book, you sort of echo some of the ideas of Wayne Dyer, and I'm sure you've read him.
Yes.
And he talks about looking for the signs. It's not like becoming a paranoid person who's, you know, imagining things. There's signs. Oh, there's a sign. But actually, he talks about signs being on buses or you know, like advertising sites, like a phrase or something.
License plates.
There you go. License plate. Something hits you. And you say, oh, my God. I mean, sometimes... And it's not that, you know, you're this crazy person and you have a sense of, you know, grandiosity. Every universe is out to, you know, I'm the one. No. It's just keep your eyes open and get messages from out there. And that's what I like about the message in your book is open your eyes, listen to people. What can you learn from this? Look around, look at all of the resources you have and see what you can do to go forward with achieving some of your dreams.
Yeah, you brought up Danny before. One of Danny's famous speeches was always, "You have two ears and one mouth for a reason. You listen twice as much as you speak."
There you go. That's really well said. I like Danny.
So I learned from his wisdom over the years.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now you were working with this charity, and you are trying to forge ahead with the Rocky spirit and teaching people all about that. How did it come about that you were actually asked to box for the Fight for Charity gathering?
Well, again, you sort of, when you're dealing with things like the law of attraction and you know, obtaining your goals, you sort of put yourself in the right situation, in the right position. And when you put the message out there and you let people know what you want to do,
right,
things come to you. Mm-hmm. So here, they do this thing once a year here in Long Island, which is called the Fight for Charity.
Mm.
And one year, by accident, they asked me to be a judge for the boxing.
By accident.
So here I am. They actually asked another person who couldn't make it, and he said, well, Felice, you liked boxing. You do it for
me.
And I said, of course. And I became a judge.
Yeah.
And another cool connection that I made was that night they sat me next to a guy named Buster Douglas, who is, in my opinion, one of the real Rocky Balboas, because Buster Douglas did the impossible. He beat Mike Tyson back in 1990 in a surprise, you know, in a surprise match that he won.
Yeah.
And here I was sitting next to this guy who accomplished in real life the Rocky Balboa message.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting next to him and watching the boxing, I knew that in some way I was going to be connected. And sure enough, because they saw the enthusiasm I had that evening, they also knew that they were asking me to step in the ring next year. And I jumped at the opportunity, A, to raise the money to help children,
sure,
which is the most important thing.
That's right.
And to be, to really experience that Rocky experience for myself. Although I didn't know I was going to step in as an underdog. I'm a pretty big guy. There's no way I thought they were going to find this giant-sized guy to go up against me. And when I saw this opponent who went up against me, it was like, uh-oh.
I'm looking at the picture right now. He ain't a little guy, is he?
In Rocky III, he makes a comment. He says, "Charity hurts." Yes, it certainly does.
That's right. But you overcame. You got your punches in, didn't you?
Got my punches in. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And I learned from all which ways and having faith and faith in myself and spiritual faith. And I got help from, one great, great person in particular who you're going to love to read about who helped me. And I'll just put it this way. The person that helped me actually trained Sylvester Stallone how to box.
Wow.
So the man who trained Sylvester Stallone how to box for the original Rocky is the man who helped me.
Wow.
And when you read about how I connected with this man, again, another wow.
It's an amazing connection, from out there in the universe. I was going to say his name, but I'll withhold. So, we have to leave some excitement and imagination here for the readers because...
Right, exactly.
But no, it's an amazing story of how you came to connect with this gentleman as well and how you really learned a lot of inner and outer strength. You look like a real boxer there in that picture, man. You're looking good there.
Right? and believe me, I wasn't before I started training and before I made the decision to do what I was going to do. And again, once I put it in my mind, there was no stopping.
Oh, that's awesome. So throughout the training, you're running up those Philadelphia steps, man, and you're getting up early every morning, you're eating the right thing, and you're training every day. Was there a moment when you were thinking to yourself, oh, my God, I don't know if I can do this?
There was a lot of moments.
Yeah.
There really was. I took a lot of hits. I took a couple dangerous hits. I took one in particular that set me back for a couple of days where I thought maybe I even had a concussion, actually.
Oh, boy.
And when I took that hit, I knew that, the sport is no joke. Even when you're doing it for fun or you're doing it for charity, it's a tough sport.
Right.
And you can get hurt, but you have to guard yourself and never take things lightly and never take an opponent lightly, no matter who the opponent is. Always keep your hands up and always protect yourself. That's a famous boxing statement, to keep your hands up. And it's a great metaphor for life. Always keep your hands up in life because you never know who might be that person there to take something away from you or hurt you in any way.
Right.
Try to keep those people out of your life by keeping your hands up.
And that's a kind of a metaphor for, drawing boundaries with, as Josh put it, people who suck the energy out of us, I guess.
That would have been great advice to Josh. Keep your hands up.
Yeah. And it's not that, again, you have to go around being paranoid. Is this person going to hurt me? No, you just are sort of aware of other people out there who might not be of best interest. And then I think also you have to ask yourself, why did I attract this into my life? What lesson do I need to learn about this one, huh?
Right.
Exactly. Hey, Felice, how can people get a hold of you and or your book, Rocky Spirit?
Well, the book is available on a couple of websites, including Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Yeah.
Googling the name of the book or Googling my name, you'll find a lot of information about it. Mm-hmm. I do have a website. My website is www.rockyspirit.org. And I have a great email address, by the way, if anybody wants to send me an email. I'm rockybalboa1
at
AOL.com.
Cool.
And you see, you have to be a crazy Rocky fan to get that email.
And you're proud of it.
And I'm proud of it, yes.
Listen, thanks so much for being a great guest on the show today. I think you've inspired a lot of people, and I'm sure your book will as well. It's called Rocky Spirit, Felice Cantatore, The Rocky Balboa Connection to Success. This show will be going up on the website tomorrow for downloads or replays in case you missed it or you just can't get enough and you want to hear it again, along with the information for you to contact Felice. How's that? Have a great day.
Thank you, Dr. Michelle. It was a pleasure, and I really appreciate the opportunity.
My pleasure. Take good care now.
All right. You.
And if you want to have any questions for me about the interview today, you can find me here at docmichelle@AOL.com, docmichelle@AOL.com. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Have a wonderful day. Got more great stuff coming up next week as usual. Some more self-help relationship issues are going to be worked on. As I always say, take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others. Okay? Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye now. You can stay on the couch if you like, by the way. More great shows coming up here on LA Talk Radio.